Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the Rob Zicari Show. I am your host. Yes, I am back from a, well, it wasn't that long. 4 days, wasn't it? 4 days. Well, we left, Thursday? Well, I left Wednesday. I'm dying here. I'm all burned up. But I left Wednesday night on the red eye and got back late last night. And bang, here I am in the studio for all of you for this this super, it seems like there's a, it's a Super Tuesday every week. It's a Super Tuesday every week that involves Ted Cruz and the Final Stand. That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like. Because every Tuesday, there's a, well, it's make or break. It's make or break for Ted Cruz. It's make or break for Donald Trump. It's make. It's always make or break. And what happens? Trump winds up winning. He winds up winning big. And then somehow we kick the can down to another primary. And then that's big. Or we kick it down to some closed, weird, non-voting caucus that Ted Cruz could say that he won because the people have spoken, even though they haven't spoken. Well, they have spoken, but it was, you know, a year ago in some kind of delegate process. I mean, just nutty stuff. And then he could, the 1.2 million people have spoken. The cadence, the cadence. Ah, man, it's just, it's mind-numbing. So, I am here with you, okay? I am here with you. I had to make sure I was back here for another super primary. So, here we are. And it's great to be here. I will say that. I chomp at the bit. I've told you this before. Even when I'm off one day, because I got to take the dogs to the vet or some domestic, some domestic thing like that, I chomp at the bit because things happen. So we left Wednesday. Now during the show, Lion Ted made the announcement that Carly Fiorina would be his nominee. So I got a whole, I got like a mental list. Now I know I'm gonna miss stuff because it seems very old now. It's Tuesday. A lot of these things happen Thursday, Friday, some on Saturday. So it seems very old. But I'm gonna try to do a quick recap of what I have missed. The commentary that you all long for. So Wednesday, I'd say right as we went off the air, Ted Cruz threw up another Hail Mary. And they're not even good Hail Marys. They're not even Doug Flutie Boston College Hail Marys. Okay? They're not even those Hail Marys. These are like the Hail Marys that are thrown where the quarterback is about 20 yards from hitting the end zone. So the Hail Mary lands basically 10 to 15 yards short of the end zone. So even if the guy came down with the ball, he's not even in the end zone. That's how bad these Ted Cruz Hail Marys are. I mean, they're horrible. And let's face it, how this guy continues after Indiana is beyond me. You know, I've said it before. As much as the establishment hates him or pretends they hate him, listen, don't think for a second that the whole John Boehner says Ted Cruz is Satan and rah, 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 rah. Don't think for 1 second that's not an orchestrated, planned attack. In the wrestling world, it would be called a work. Don't think for 1 second it's not a work. You ever notice whenever the stakes are at that point of Trump getting a win that's going to make him the nominee. You know, I mean, they always move the goalpost, okay? That goal line, goalpost, however you want to say it, is constantly moved for Trump. I mean, it used to be you win New Hampshire, you win South Carolina, it was done. You win the South, it was done. You went on the East Coast, it was done. You in Florida, it was done. I mean, there used to be a time, not too long ago, that these wins made you the nominee. But everything changes now. It's all because of Trump. The goalpost constantly moves. So anytime Trump was at a point where people said, hey, you know, if he wins this primary, if he does good in these primaries, it's done. And then something would pop up. Something would pop up. And the whole, the establishment comes out and supports Trump over Cruz has happened before. Remember, Bob Dole came out and said, because between Trump and Cruz, I'm going to go with Trump. Because between Trump and Cruz, I'm going to go with Trump. That way Ted could say, see, he's the establishment. He's the one that the establishment wants. Did you hear that? John Boehner, Ted Cruz, he's the same. See, the establishment wants Trump. The establishment wants Trump. Please, don't think this is all just, oh, yes, Cruz, hate, yeah, Trump. This is all fun. Because the goalpost has been moved, but it's been moved now to the point where this is Ted Cruz's last stand. This is it. If he can't win this, it's over. Trump is not the presumptive nominee. He is the nominee. So what happens? John Boehner says Cruz is Satan. Peter King's Satan, that's too nice to Satan. Blah, 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 blah. So here we are. The last stand, the Alamo for Ted Cruz. Because, you guys, think about it. I mean, seriously, think about it. If Ted Cruz doesn't want to give up all of the Cruz bots, all the Cruz bots that are laying out millions and millions of dollars. At this point, they gotta, I mean, you're putting money into a dying business. You're putting money into a burger joint that keeps getting closed down because of E. coli. They make Chipotle look clean. I mean, Ted Cruz is a burger stand. Ted Cruz is the 80s Jack in the Box, where their contamination, their food poisoning actually killed people. Combine that with Chipotle, and that's Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a super disease-filled restaurant. There is no coming back. So at some point, if Trump wins today, I've got to figure that the Cruz bot investors are going to stop giving this disgusting restaurant money. Again, you could only move the goalposts so far. You could only say, okay, no, it's not first and 10, it's first and 11. No, it's not first and goal, it's first and 15. And then when you hit that fit, no, that's not a touchdown. It's actually, it's like when you're kids and you're playing the game, whatever game. Maybe it's throwing, change in the bottom of the pool and you got to pick it up and then swim to the other side and throw it up in the air and bat it with your left hand and then you win. And then you do it and the person goes, no, you got to bat it with your left hand, then the right hand, then catch it with your foot, and then put it back at the bottom of the pool, and then swim over, then you win. And you're like, what? How does this happen? How does this happen? I mean, at one point, Cruz was up in Indiana. I mean, guys, Cruz has been spending two weeks, maybe 3 weeks he's been in Indiana. I mean, as soon as that lever was pulled in Pennsylvania, Cruz was gone. Cruz is in Indiana when the lever was being pulled in Pennsylvania. So Wednesday, before we go off the air, he announces Carly Fiorina. Not because this is my vice president. You're not the nominee yet. Wow. And I heard, I loved it. I heard, Cruz bots and different people that despise Trump, but they don't necessarily like Cruz, which is fascinating to me. Those are not the never Trump people. Those are the let's elect Hillary Clinton people. Because that's what they're saying. They're saying we hate Trump, but we're not getting behind Cruz. We're not getting behind anybody. We just don't like Trump. So these people are like, this is a pretty good move. It was a desperate move, but it reminds people of what Reagan did in 76. And, Cruz likes to compare himself to Ronald Reagan. Cruz supporter, or I should say Cruz obsession, Mark Levin, likes to play Ronald Reagan's speech is to say, see, he sounds like Cruz. He doesn't sound like Trump. Yes, this is a great move. This is 76 Reagan. The similarities, look. And I'm thinking, but Reagan lost. What move? What great move? He lost. The play Ted Cruz is calling is a play that got him stuffed at the one-yard line. Time expired. He got stuffed. Or as Ted Cruz would say, he went for the open shot, the three-pointer that would have won the game, won the series, won the championship. And it went in and out of the basketball ring. Yeah, basketball ring. It was an act of desperation. It was an act of desperation. And it was an act of desperation playing on the woman card. I mean, it was beyond calculated. Beyond calculated. I mean, if you really wanted to try to make a difference and you didn't want it to be a gimmick, think about the tea party. Why not just go grab Nikki Haley? You know, if you were serious about the play and it wasn't just a gimmick, it wasn't just some weird flea flicker, some weird flea flicker Hail Mary 80 yards away, you would have went out and got a tea partier, a female tea partier. You would have went out and got a Joni Ernst. You would have gotten a woman that if this didn't work, they would have just went back to their job. They would have went back to the Senate. They would have went back to being a governor. You get Joni Ernst. I mean, you would have gotten somebody that has a reputation in the government. You would have gotten a strong woman in power, rather it be Congress, rather it be a senator, whatever. Instead, you get Carly Fear, a failed candidate, because that's what she is. You're allowed to say that. It's not bashing women. She was a failed candidate and failed miserably. She was a failed CEO. She drove Hewlett-Packard just into the dump. She was a failed Senate candidate. She got hammered by Barbara Boxer. Just hammered by Barbara Boxer. Wasn't even close. I mean, 10 points, I think. 10, 12 points. Well over a million votes. Just got hammered. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger won the governorship, for heaven's sake. So it's not like, blue state, red state, presidents. No. In California, you actually, if it's not the presidency, you actually can flip Senate seats, mayor races, governorship. You could actually flip that. What the hell? The Republicans got out the vote when they passed, what was it, Prop 9, Prop 8, whatever the hell it was, that banned gay marriage. I mean, people were like, what? California? California? You mean San Francisco? California? Los Angeles? Santa Monica? They banned gay marriage? How did that happen? So, Carly Fiorina could have won if she was a good candidate. But the people in California went, yeah, it's time for a change. Yeah, it's time for a change. Let's get somebody fresh. And they went, oh, she's horrible. She's horrible. Beyond horrible. So the whole Cruz getting Carly Fiorina, it was a gimmick. It was just a gimmick. I mean, you want to talk about insulting the voters of Indiana. And that was coming off of the whole Kasich-Cruz alliance. Remember, days before that, Cruz and Kasich made a pact as if it was their states to take. That's what was fascinating to me. So they made a pact. Cruz, he was going to take Indiana. Kasich would bow out of Indiana. He basically would tell his supporters to all vote for Cruz. And then Cruz would stay out of New Mexico or some other of these states that were favoring John Kasich. They were a little more moderate. That was their alliance, which again is, it's something that never works. And remember, I've talked about this before, that Never Trump, even though he won't admit it's a Never Trump movement, that Hugh Hewitt, okay, and he won't play the Never Trump. He won't come out and say he's Never Trump because he doesn't want to lose all of his ratings. Listen, you see what happened with Fox. Fox's ratings are in the dumper. Fox's ratings are in the dumper because for months they spent bashing, just annihilating Trump. Annihilating him. Regardless if Bill O'Reilly likes Trump or gives the impression that he likes Trump. He puts people on like Krautheimer or Karl Rove or any other "we hate Trump" old school establishment Republican. And they come on there and they bash the hell out of Trump. I mean, Megyn Kelly's program is nothing but a bash fest. Now, I haven't been watching her since Trump agreed to do her sit-down interview. So maybe she's kind of pulled back from every segment is somebody who hates Trump. I don't know. I haven't seen that yet. But people like Hugh Hewitt have played that game where they don't want to come out and say, "I hate Trump," because they don't want to lose their audience. They don't want to do what Levin and Glenn Beck did. For Glenn Beck, it's suicide. I mean, he's losing millions of dollars. The guy's had massive layoffs at his network, The Blaze, or whatever the hell you want to call it. Levin, the guy gets paid through Ted Cruz and super PACs and so forth and so on. Hugh Hewitt, he's trying. With this election season, he got to go on CNN and ask the questions as the Republican, and he gets to, try to make his name bigger than this marginal nighttime conservative host or whatever the hell he is. So he's played that. Well, I'm not Trump. I just say it the way it is. He's somebody that's been saying Cruz is going to win the nomination. Cruz is going to win the nomination. That's all he's been saying. And he's been promoting strategic voting. So he says things that are Never Trump without saying Never Trump. Like I said, he doesn't want to lose his audience. So he'll sit there and talk about strategic voting. If you like Cruz and you don't like Trump, then in states where Cruz or Kasich have a better shot at Trump, you got to take your vote, even if it's for Cruz, switch it to Kasich, and strategically go through the states and vote like that. So Hewitt promoted that. Sounds like a Never Trump movement to me. And the thing is, it's a flawed concept. It is a flawed concept. And I've said this before. Voting, you know, being part of the system, getting a sign, putting it in your yard, picking up the phone or kicking up your mouse and actually donating $50 or $100. Those are personal decisions. You feel connected to a candidate. You're invested into that candidate. It's like anything else that you take your time and your passion. Woodcrafting, yard work, painting a room. There's passion. There's great passion. And voting is a very passionate, time-consuming process. At least if you want to do it right and you're engaged. Yeah, if you're just some putz that walks into a booth, full of liver, whatever. All right, I voted. Then you walk out. But if you're somebody that goes to rallies and, again, actually cares, when somebody then tells you, hey, vote for this other person, strategically, I need you to vote for that other person on the if come that enough of people like you listening to me will make this person lose so that a month from now, if we do this enough, that person will be out of the race, and then it will be the person we want versus the third liked person, and then we go back to supporting the person we love. That's preposterous. It's a preposterous concept. People don't vote like that. People don't think of this process like that. And the Hugh Hewitts and the other morons that are supposed to be the experts. Remember, there are these guys that work for Reagan and they work for, Nixon and Bush, and they're college educated, some are lawyers. They're supposed to be these great thinkers. George Will, another one. Trump is the nominee. We all must unite and vote Democrat so he cannot get the White House. It's just preposterous. It's preposterous. It's preposterous. Because if you're voting for Cruz or you're voting for Kasich, you don't want Hillary Clinton. You don't want a Democrat. If you want an AFC team and the New England Patriots get eliminated in the first round, and that's your team, you don't all of a sudden switch to the Dallas Cowboys. It just doesn't happen like that. And Hewitt and the rest of them know this. At least I think they know this. They're supposed to be the experts. So when Cruz came out and said, me and Kasich have an alliance. So those of you who like Kasich, vote for me in Indiana. And those of you who like me in these other states, vote for Kasich. Here you got people giving money to Cruz, going to his rally, putting signs up, listening to his stupid speeches. And then all of a sudden he goes, now I don't want you to vote for me. Well, why? Because I can't win here. So you can't win in this state. No, I can't win in this state. I can't win in this state. Kasich has a bet. I mean, what you're telling, think about it, what you're telling your supporter is, you're not as good as the guy in first place. And the only way you can win is basically strategically maneuvering votes and then delegates and then forcing a contested convention and getting Washington insiders, because let's face it, these delegates, when you hear people go, these delegates, and they are grassroots activists, and they're insiders. More than 50% of these people have been doing this for 10, 20, some 30 years. Some of these people are in their 60s and 70s. And they're doing interviews going, I was at the Reagan Ford contest. So they're Washington elites. They're people that have been part of the system. So here you are. You're giving Ted Cruz money, putting signs up, and he's telling you, okay, don't vote for me. Vote for Kasich. Okay, vote for Kasich, but don't vote for vote. Okay, now all this passion, you got to switch this passion. And what we're going to do is we're going to maneuver and then try to get the guy who's beating all of us without gimmicks. And then this will shift to this convention process where I will convince a bunch of people that have been in Washington who I say I don't like, I'm going to convince those people that have been doing this for 30 some odd years to vote for me because I'm more Washington than the guy in the front. And guess what? That voter in Indiana or that voter in New Mexico or that voter in Oregon is like, forget this. They're either not doing what they're told, because it's hard to tell somebody, hey, I know you've liked this piece of pizza for the last year. I know it's the greatest pizza in the world. It's the greatest. It's Pizza Hut. I know it's going on a limb, but I know it. You love it. It's the most awesome pizza. But what I need you to do is like Papa John's. I know it gives you agita and it doesn't taste good, but I just need you to eat this for a little while because maybe you'll get a chance to go back to your Pizza Hut pizza. No one's going to do that. You know what that person's going to say? You know what? Forget Pizza Hut pizza. Forget Papa John's. I'm going to go to Domino's. Or maybe that person will say, you know what? I don't want pizza at all anymore. I'm going to go eat a hamburger. But you're not doing this strategic voting. You're just not doing it. It's silly. Maybe you'll get a handful of people, but for the most part, it's not going to work. You can't change people's passion like that. You can't change people's passion. All right? Voting is a deeply personal and passionate thing. And you just can't change people's passion. So that's the second mess up, but also going all in. So you got Cruz saying, okay, I'm going to do this strategic thing. Me and John Kasich are going to have an alliance. Because I've told all of you that I could beat Donald Trump one-on-one. I could beat him one-on-one because the people in this country would prefer me than Donald Trump. So that's an all-in move. Here's all my checks. Then he goes and gets Carly Fiorina, which hasn't been done since Reagan, and Reagan lost. So it's not even a move. It's not even a move that worked. It's a move that didn't work. And Reagan at that point was a hell of a lot closer to Ford as far as delegates and popular vote and momentum and enthusiasm. You know, you legitimately had a Republican electorate that was somewhat divided. They were somewhat divided. That's not how it is now. It's not divided. It's not divided between Trump and Cruz. Cruz is millions of votes behind Trump. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of delegates behind Trump. I've said it before. If this thing goes all the way to the end and they pop up in Cleveland, Trump's going to have 4 or 5 million more popular votes. Trump's already got the record. He's already got the record. He's already beaten Mitt Romney's popular vote total from 2012. He's already beat McCain's popular vote total of 2008, which, by the way, has got a burn. Meghan McCain's tuchus. She hates Trump. Hates him. And here's the guy that she hates, more popular than her dad. And in another two or three states, Trump will have the record held by George Bush. By W. So it's not even close. It's not even a Reagan, Ford, let's just flip a coin up there. And whoever gets it, the other, you know, the supporters of the other side are like, yeah, okay. You know, you got two great quarterbacks. Yeah, okay. You got Montana, you got Brady. Eh. I'll take either one. I'll take either one and I win. It's not like that. You got states where Cruz can't even hit 10%. And take away New York, take away Rhode Island, because all the Cruz bots, like, they go, well, nobody's going to win that in the general. No, okay, Pennsylvania. I've said it before. Republicans have always had shots at Pennsylvania. They've always had shots. When they've had a good candidate, they win. And Cruz can't even get, I mean, Cruz, it's horrible in Pennsylvania. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. So you have an all-in strategy with Cruz going into Indiana with Carly Fiorina. You got a gimmick there. You got the all-in strategy with Kasich. You don't compete here. You don't compete there. I won't compete here. You compete there. I won't compete. You vote for me. Me vote for you. They vote for you. I vote for... Someone goes, I don't understand. And they go, just listen to Hugh Hewitt. He'll explain what to do. Okay. You got that gimmick. And then you got Ted Cruz spending 2 weeks in Indiana and getting the governor's endorsement. I mean, that's like the cherry on top of this baked cake. You got gimmick after gimmick. And then you got the governor of Indiana. You got the governor of Indiana saying, well, Donald Trump is a great man. He really is. He's strong. He's brought millions of people to the Republic. He's a great guy. And quite frankly, if he was a nominee, I would vote for him. But right now, I'm going to vote for Trump. What? I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz. Oh, you are governor. Yes, I am. But Donald Trump is a really good guy. Okay, governor, we get it. Basically, what you're saying is the GOP, the establishment, called you up and said, listen, if you want money, and I've seen a Trump supporter, a Trump spokesman talk about this. And I love politics because the concept is you don't have any proof. What you're saying is a lie. What? Any other aspect of our lives, when something so obvious is dangled in front of our faces, people go, yeah. I mean, you go to prison. I mean, you literally go to prison with circumstantial evidence, and you go to prison for life. But in politics, I mean, you got to, like, actually see the act being done in order to be guilty of it. But let's face it, Pence is part of the establishment. And when you're running for re-election, which Pence is, and you've already been hit with different controversies where you've had just, you know, every media outlet focused on your state, focused on you. Remember that Stephanopoulos-Pence showdown over the religious liberty bill? I mean, Pence got beat up. The guy's in a position where the establishment, the GOP, the Rance Priebuses, and other individuals say, hey, you want money for your reelection, don't you? You want support from us, don't you? Okay. Well, you gotta back Cruz. And he's like, yeah, but if Trump wins this state big, that means the majority of the voters that I need to reelect me are going for the guy that I'm not endorsing. How is that going to make me look? And they went, well, you need money to run, don't you? If you don't have any money, you have no shot. And Pence went, ugh. All right. So Pence did as waffly of an endorsement as he possibly could. Like, you couldn't get any more waffly than what he did. And then when he did it on a Friday, so it gets buried in the news cycle. There's not a lot of time to campaign because, yeah, when it comes this close to primaries and presidential elections, so forth and so on. You get the news coverage on the weekend, but most people that watch political news and they're into that type of coverage are off on the weekend because they're watching it Monday through Friday. If they're married or they have a significant other or whatever, that's when they go to the movies, they go to the beach, they get a nice tan like me. They're not sitting in the house glued to Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room or Jake Tapper. So Pence does it on Friday. People aren't glued to TV Saturday and Sunday. And then you got yesterday. And during that time, You have Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd doing a interview with Cruz, where him and Cruz are going back and forth on if Cruz would support Trump. And Cruz keeps trying to say, the media just wants Donald Trump. The mainstream media wants Donald Trump. Mainstream media, it's all about Donald Trump. They want Donald Trump. And you guys want to force it. And Chuck Todd's like, no, just if he's the nominee, are you going to support him? That's it. Nah, daddy, you're not gonna buy. You're not gonna buy. I'm not gonna buy. And they just went back and forth. And then later on in an interview with the girl Dana Bash from CNN, asks Pence, who's standing right next to Cruz, the same question. And Pence goes, listen, I'm going to support whoever the nominee is. So you would support Donald? He goes, listen, I'm going to support whoever the nominee is. Right now I'm voting for Ted Cruz, but I'm going to support whoever the nominee is. End of story. Making Cruz look like an effing moron once again. Making Cruz an effing moron once again. So here you go. Today's Tuesday. Reports are record turnout right now. Indiana's record turnout. Record turnout. And you've got Cruz with the governor in his corner. Regardless if it's soft support or not, it's still the governor of Indiana in his corner saying, vote for Ted Cruz. You got the Alliance of Kasich and the Hugh Hewitts of radio. You know, it's funny listening to Cruz talk about the media. The media, they want Trump. The media, they love Trump. The media. And I even sit there and I go, bro, the most important thing in Republican politics is conservative radio. That's the most important thing. Everybody will tell you that. Everybody will tell you that. And when it comes to conservative talk radio, they have overwhelmingly been for Ted Cruz. So when you hear Ted Cruz make these excuses of the media, mainstream media, mainstream media, what's Glenn Beck? What's Glenn Beck? What's Mark Levin? What's Hugh Hewitt? Hell, what's Rush Limbaugh? Ted Cruz uses Limbaugh quotes in ads. When Limbaugh says, if you want a true conservative, if that is your number one priority as far as voting, Ted Cruz is your man. Limbaugh has said that. He said if it comes down to a conservative and you're looking at Trump and you're looking at Ted Cruz and your only criteria is somebody who is a conservative, Limbaugh said, Ted Cruz is your man. So talk radio, which is the most important aspect of conservative politics, has been overwhelmingly for Ted Cruz. And that's not including all of the mom-and-pop radio people. Individuals like me. People that aren't on 700 radio stations and reach a 20 million, 30 million audience every day. But your local radio people, like your Charlie Sykes in Wisconsin, somebody that talks to 100,000 people, all of them have been for Ted Cruz. And they're still for Ted Cruz. You still hear them talking about he still has a pathway. How? How does he still have a pathway? How? He has to win 130. Well, you could do it at a contested convention. Okay, sure. Sure. So Trump's 50, 60, 70, 80 delegates away. And the 6 weeks before the convention, Trump can't grab those 60 delegates. He can't grab those 70 delegates. He can't get 70 people to commit to Donald. Hey, get out of here. Are you kidding me? So you got the unholy alliance of Kasich. You got the Pence endorsement. You got the Carly Fiorina. You got the Carly Fiorina VP pick. You've got millions and millions of anti-Trump ads being put out in Indiana. The confused Tim Miller and the Katie Packer, our principals pack, they've been dumping millions into anti-Trump ads. Millions! The Ricketts family, millions! And then you have Cruz himself laying out millions for pro-Cruz ads. So you have all of this support for Ted Cruz. We have all this support. You have all of these gimmicks, tricks, subterfuge going for Ted Cruz. Now, if the polls hold up, and right now the polls are showing Trump at the highest point being 15 or 16 points up, to the lowest point being only 7 points up. If either of these polls hold up and Trump wins tonight, how does Ted Cruz, how do Cruz bots move the goalpost further and say, well, now it's on to Nebraska. That's where the battle will be fought. The American people will speak in Nebraska. And then it's on to California. Yes. And that will be where it will be won. How? If New York and Rhode Island and Pennsylvania, according to Mark Levin, is a non-factor because they're states that Republicans aren't going to win in the general, then how the hell does losing Indiana, but California is the last stand, and California is completely, completely off the map as far as a general election with a Republican? So I don't see whatsoever, 100%, whatsoever, zero, absolutely zero, minus zero, negative 75, okay? You know when you got the wind chill factor, it's 6 degrees out, but the wind chill factor is minus 39. That's the chances of Ted Cruz winning. Even in a contested convention. In a contested convention, you have to have delegates who say, I hate Trump. I hate Trump. I hate Trump. And if he doesn't get the nomination on the first ballot, some states takes two ballots. I think Florida, they're bound to Trump until the third ballot. So as you're losing state after state, as you're losing state after state, especially Indiana, where you were all in, I mean all in, how do you then, if you lose Indiana, because right now, Trump only needs to win something like 48% of the remaining delegates. If he wins tonight, that number is going to get even lower. That number, depending on if he wins really big tonight, that number could get down to 42, 43%. At that point, Trump could stand up on stage and eat his boogers for the remaining delegate contest, the remaining states, and win 42%. And he gets the nomination. He gets the nomination. So after tonight, if Cruz loses, hey, could be an upset, and Cruz wins. It'd be a huge upset. But if he loses tonight, and Trump falls two votes short, let's just say he eats his boogers. He wins tonight, and then the remaining contest, he stands up on stage, eats his boogers, picks his ass, does stuff that turns off his core supporters, his 40, 45% of the core supporters that love Trump. And he's 5 or 6 votes short. How the hell do you convince delegates to leave Trump in droves and go to Ted Cruz, who does nothing but lose? How do you do that? How do you do that? Even delegates that a month ago were saying to Cruz, yeah, we'll support you. Because remember, a lot of this delegate talk, oh, yeah, we got your back on the second ballot. We got your back on the third ballot. It was all predicated on Cruz saying, listen, I'm going to win this state. I'm going to win that state. Trust me. I'm going to win this. I'm going to win that. And some of those delegates are blind supporters. Yeah, Ted. Other delegates were saying, all right, if you win these states, we have your back. But if he doesn't win those states, if he gets blown out in those states, those delegates are going to say, bro, you told us you would win. Not only are you not winning, but you're getting blasted in a state where you're all in. You got a governor. You're pulling out VP picks. You got unholy alliances. You're playing this vote game with the talk show host, strategic this, strategic, and you still lost. You still lost. You pull out the governor who gives you this lukewarm endorsement, and your rival pulls out Bobby Knight, freaking the god of basketball in Indiana, a Hoosier. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they basically made a movie about Bobby Knight without saying it's about Bobby Knight. You know, Hoosiers, Gene Hackman, basketball being the more popular than church in Indiana. Bobby Knight pops up in an arena, 20,000, and says, this guy is going to be a great president. He will win championships like I won you champion. The crowd went nuts. Yeah! Hoosiers! Because Hoosier, and you got Ted Cruz trying to invoke the movie, the Hoosiers, the tape measure, and then calls it a basketball ring. I mean, the guy is so fake and manufactured. He's got these, and you have Cruz bots. And sometimes I don't even know if it's that they're Cruz supporters or they just don't like Trump because people have said, don't vote for Trump, like Mark Levin. They're more Mark Levin supporters. They're more like, I love Mark Levin. He's the greatest in the world. I love Mark Levin. He's so awesome. I love him. He says, vote Cruz. I'm going to vote Cruz. Because he's a true conservative. He reads the Federalist Papers. He's awesome. I love him. Article 2, C, X, Y, F of the Constitution says, I love you, Mark. I want to make love to you and your bald head. Yeah. I mean, that's what it amounts to. So you got all of this, and if Cruz loses, how does he go forward? Because remember, every state was, well, of course I was supposed to lose this, and I lost it. Of course I'm not going to do good in New York, because that's full of homos and Jews. Of course. I'm not going to do good in Rhode Island because they're near New York. So the homos and Jews from New York, they go to Rhode Island. Of course. Well, of course I'm not going to do good in Florida because that was Marco Rubio's state. So Marco Rubio took votes for me. Marco Rubio lost in Trump. Of course. So what do you say with Indiana? Of course, I wasn't supposed to win Indiana. What? Now we're going to win big in Nebraska. Nebraska. We're gonna win huge, huge in Oregon. How? How do you go on from this? What's the next gimmick? How do you go on from this? You got to explain. Some Cruz bot out there that's listening to this show, you got to explain to me. How does Cruz go on? I know he can, and I know he said he will. Because it's the future. It's the future for his kids. And it's obvious. Listen, here's a little tidbit. And I'm not attacking Ted Cruz and his parenting skills, but have you ever seen the videos of the one daughter afraid of Ted Cruz? Rather, she's pushing his face away when he's trying to kiss her, and she's like, no! Or they're at a rally and she won't hold his hand. You've all seen that, right? Right. Well, the other day, there was a 10-year-old screaming at Ted Cruz from the audience, telling him he sucks. And Cruz goes, if you were my kid, you were in my house, you'd get a spanking. Now we know why that kid is afraid of Ted Cruz. Adrian Peterson, that kid, he must be like, come here, Caroline, and take off that belt, and he locks the door, and she runs around that room. She tries to get out, and she can't, and he corners her and just whips the crap out of her. Do I have proof to this? No. I know, in politics, you have to actually see it, but come on. The girl's terrified of him. And he's telling another kid he was in his house, he'd spank him. I'd pull down your pants and spank you on your bare bottom. That's what I would do. But Cruz, I mean, just everything about him is manufactured. Indiana, everything's manufactured. So where do you go from there? That's what I want to know, Cruz Bots. Where does your leader go from there? What's your excuse? If Cruz loses tonight, and forget if he just loses by a point or two, they'll spin the hell out of that. But if he loses by 8 to 10 points, like seriously, this notion of going to a convention where party elites then pick you and John Kasich. I mean, seriously, it is a nutty. It's not even nutty. It's unbelievably unrealistic. I mean, it's beyond unrealistic. And for Cruz Bots to actually think that's going to happen is delusional. They really are. They're delusional. They literally are delusional. And I feel sad. I do. I feel sad for you, Cruz Bots. I feel sad. I really do. I feel sad for you all. I feel sad. Yes, I do. I feel sad. So, in about 3 hours, I think, I think 3 to 4 hours, the polls start closing. I don't know. I've seen in one of the green room televisions, I see it through the window over here, says on CNN, Indiana primary coverage begins in 1 hour and 42 minutes. So if it starts 1 hour and 42 minutes, that's 1 o'clock our time. 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3. So that's what? 4 o'clock East Coast time. What's Indiana? What's their time zone? Like, when do they close their polls? They must not be the East Coast. What are they? Midwest, I guess? Or, I don't know. Are they 2 hours? Are they on Texas time? I don't know. But we're going to see. We're going to see what's going to happen, because when this story comes out tomorrow morning, the results are already going to be in. So when my producer, writer extraordinaire, does this article, because he starts it during the day, and then he goes to sleep, he gets his beauty sleep, I guess. This creepy, homeless-looking man needs his beauty sleep. So he gets his beauty sleep and then gets up at like 5 a.m. to finish the story. So when he gets up at 5 a.m. to finish this story, the results are going to be in. So he's going to end this story with the results. So I will end the story right here. So after all of this, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Cruz got his ass handed to him. He lost. He is a loser. All of you Cruz Bots, after everything that I just laid out, Ted Cruz got beat by 11 points. The Indiana people rejected Ted Cruz. Yes. And it wasn't more evident than yesterday when Ted Cruz went to a group of Trump supporters to try to convince them that Donald Trump is Satan, Donald Trump is a liar, Donald Trump is whatever. And these supporters basically told Ted Cruz that he's a liar. And if I had more time from when I got home last night to when I had to go to sleep to now, I would have got the video. It's some of the greatest video I've ever seen in political history, seriously. Never have I seen a politician get heckled right in front of their face. To the point at one thing he goes, he's doing his cadence. That's what's even funnier. He's talking to these Trump supporters and he's doing his cadence. Let me ask you, why would Donald Trump say these things? So he actually says a question that the American people want to know. And one of the Trump supporters goes, are you from Canada? You from Canada. I even think he says you're from Canada. Classic stuff. And then Cruz is saying that Donald Trump is going to do this. And he's going to make your life bad. And the one guy, as soon as it's like, what's so wild is Cruz's cadence is so bad that with every one of these pauses, they throw in a heckle. So if you watch wrestling, I don't know if any of you do, but if you watch wrestling in the past, Steve Austin used to have a gimmick where he would interrupt the person that would be talking, so they would do their little wrestling gimmick in the ring, and the person would say something. Let me tell you something, Steve Austin, and every pause, Austin would go, what? And then the crowd would do it. So that was a thing that went on for, I don't know, years while Austin was in the WWE. So no matter who was talking, the crowd would just go, what? And that's what it was like. So Cruz is doing that cadence, and he's got those long pauses. And every time he would do a long pause, one of the Trump supporters would go, Lion's Head! It was great! So, let me tell you what I'm going to do for this country. Lion's Head! I just have one question. And the American people want to know, are you from Canada? I'm being respectful of you. Donald Trump wouldn't be coming down here, Lion's Head. So the people have spoken. Lion's Head just lost by 10 points, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Lion's Head has just lost by 10 points. The question we have now going forward, because you're all reading this story and it's 7 o'clock in the morning, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Later on today, will Lion's Head get out of the race? Will Lion's Head get out of the race? Check in to the Rob Zicari Show and find out. But Lion's Head just lost the Indiana primary. And there is no path whatsoever going forward from now. There is no path. There was never a mathematical path, but an emotional path from the voters and the delegates, it's done. You went all in. Ted Cruz. You went all in with Indiana, and you lost. You pulled out a vice president. You pulled out an unholy alliance. You pulled out a governor. You pulled out the confused Tim Miller and Katie Packer and Rickett family packs. You pulled out everything, and you lost by 10 points. It's done. From me to you, in 3 hours from now, have a press conference and get out of the race. It's over.